Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
What happened? Hello, good evening and welcome to my Nick Humphries Medium Show. Do you know what? I don't know what's going on. I'll be honest, okay, I've been quite ill recently over the last week. My daughter came down with a bug, I came in with a bug, and my wife got a bug. But it's done something to my memory. It's just really, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, but welcome to my show, the Nick Humphries Medium Show. We will be doing readings here tonight, and I have got a fantastic guest lined up as well in a little while. So let me give you the information that's vital to you to obviously come onto the show and get a reading from us, or just to generally chit-chat with us if you wish to. Obviously, you can get me at www.nick-humphries.com or International Medium Nick Humphries on Facebook if you wish to. Or the numbers that you need to ring are 760-283-4611. Or if you're in the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And also you can go to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Now, if you're going to phone in using the 001, please be warned, it is a chargeable call, okay? It's not nice, obviously, to phone in somewhere and realise a month later that you've been charged a hefty amount. And I'd like to say hello to all the guys that are in the chat room so far. Jay Black, let's see who else has got there. Nathaniel Knows Best, I'm sure. Santa Luz and all the regulars. So welcome. Welcome. And I've got some great tracks lined up as well. I sort of took some time out this afternoon, tried to relax, listened to a few things on YouTube to find what tracks I want to do and reminisce in some of the old stuff as well. So I hope you enjoy the music tonight. So I know you're used to me rambling on about things that I've been up to over the last week since my last show, but I'm sure you don't want to hear about my goings on with the illness and stuff like that. We went up to Chester. We had a fantastic time in Chester with family. I'd done a show on the Friday night in the Prestatyn in the Nova Centre, a great venue, and I will definitely be going back there. And thanks to everybody that came. It was a great success, and I loved being up there. And as you all know, we are actually looking at probably vacating up there at some point, we're definitely been doing some more work up there very soon. Anyway, also paranormal investigations. Now I know I'm going to talk a little bit about this with my guest this evening as well. Okay, but paranormal investigations, we've got some fantastic ones coming up. Okay. On the 13th of October, I know it's a very close to date, we've got the Ancient Ram Inn in Gloucester. Okay, it's £40 ticket. You can go on to www.midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk and pay for your ticket through that. Okay, well, I'll say a ticket, okay, but it's pay for your space. Your PayPal receipt is your ticket, basically. And, hi, Pam. Welcome. Welcome to the chat room. And now, I know a lot of the guys in America, they're kicking themselves because they'd love to come over. And it's a great shame. But watch this space, okay? And then next month, let's say this as well. 31st of October, obviously Halloween's a midweek over here in the UK. It's a Wednesday. Now, if anybody is interested, and anybody here that's in the UK that's listening, if you're interested in doing a charity or fundraising investigation, it will be in Wales. And it'll be going, all proceeds will be going to the Help the Heroes, fantastic charity. Now, it's a free event. Shh, don't tell anybody, but it's a free event. All you need to do, okay, is to go onto the Midnight Paranormal Group Facebook page, okay, and there's a link on there to the event. And or I think it's just a post. I've put a post on as an idea, and you just basically donate £5 or more, okay, to the charity, okay, and basically you get to go. I will email you, okay, if you let me know you've paid, I'll check, and then I will email you the destination. It's a secret. Shh, don't tell anybody, and it's free. Shh, don't tell anybody, okay? So that's a great one. But next month as well, okay, in November 17th, which is a Saturday, we've got this another one, which is very cheap, okay? It's the Castle House Jail, Carmarthen Castle House Jail. It's an 18th century jail house. I don't know much about it. I don't want to know much about it because I'm the medium for the night. So how stupid that would be if I know everything about it already. It's £20, okay? Shh, it's a really low price. But it's £20. It's cheap, okay? We are limited in space because you can tell it's a small place, okay? But please go on to the MPG website. You can go on to my website, www.nick-humphries.com. The event's on there. It's got a direct link to the page as well. So it's easy peasy, okay? Lemon squeezy, as they used to say. But there are other events coming up, okay, with MPG. And also I'm being involved in other stuff with other firms as well. So just watch this space. All will be shown on Facebook and my website, and I'll announce it on here on Mike Spirit FM. And actually, talk about Mike Spirit FM. You know, dear old Mike, okay, Mike Davis, who has his show on a Sunday, he's out in the States as we speak, bless his heart, probably getting roasted, and not roasted as in, you know, like people saying that, you know, bad things about him, saying roasted as in the heat, you know. I hope he's having fun. I know he told me that he put his shorts on and had a swim. Bless his heart. Okay, but I know you're having fun out there, Mike, and I know you might be listening as well, but bless your heart and carry on the good work you're doing. So we're going to go to a track, okay? I've got four tracks lined up this evening. It's potluck as to which one we're going to have first. And then when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest. I haven't said who it is yet, but I'm going to, obviously, if you're on Facebook, you know. But I haven't introduced him yet, okay, and I haven't said his name just yet. His name, I've let, okay, right, so we're going to talk about, and we're going to meet and greet him in a second, okay, we're going to go to a music track. Enjoy, please enjoy, because I love this. What a great track, and what a beautiful, beautiful voice. I know it's obviously synthesized a little bit, but you know, it's fantastic, fantastic track. But I think it's like Damamust or something like that. I can't pronounce it. Look it up on YouTube. It's just called I Remember. It's a really, really good track. So let's go to my guest for this evening, shall I? How's my wife? Yeah, my wife's doing great, thank you. We're just still poorly. So I've got a fantastic guest tonight. Okay, his name's Grant Coyer. Okay, and I'm sure he'd kick me for probably pronouncing his name wrong. But a fantastic, fantastic guy and a fantastic medium. And he's actually going to have his own show here on Mike Spirit FM on a Friday night, which is. I believe it's the same time as mine. It'd be 9 to 11 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to the fact that he's joining our little family on Mike Spirit FM. He's going to bring so much to it, you know. And it's just we've got really, you know, a really great team here. And to open the door and to have him stand in it as well is fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, let's bring him on. This is Grant. Are you there?
Hello, Mick. Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to be on your show this evening, mate. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And, like I say, it is a family. This is going places. This Mike Spirit FM is literally hitting the mark. And it's an absolute pleasure, mate.
It is. No, it's a pleasure's all mine, really. You know, I'll say this to listeners, I've never met you in person. But I have seen your work, and I've heard your work, and you know I like what I hear and I like what I see, you know. And you work, I would say that you work along. You know, we all work differently. You know, when we stand up alongside each other, we do all work differently, and that's the great thing about our job. You know, there's never one the same, but we can always take something from each other, if that makes any sense. Let the listeners, obviously, I know you was on a show yesterday, on the Girly Show, but can you tell my listeners about, you know, you, where you came from and how it all began? And, you know, I'm sure I've got some questions as well.
Absolutely, mate. I mean, this is something that never come up on yesterday's radio show on Guiding Lights. Pretty much for me, it started out for me. I was seeing spirit at the age of 6. I lived on a farmhouse down in Kent in the southeast area of England. That sort of, you know, as you can imagine, was very daunting for me at that early age. And basically, Nick, you know, cutting a very long story short, I really started opening up around about 11 properly. That was probably after my first real experience of death when I lost my grandmother. My grandmother was acting as a guide at that time as well. After a very short period of time after she passed, I turned to automatic writing. And pretty much through the early stages of that, I'd be sitting in a room on my own, just with a lamp on, in the dark, connecting with spirit. And the spirit were communicating through me, or through the writing, I should say. Basically, what happened with that, again, cutting a very long story short, that I knew what was going to be written down on the paper. So I'd done away with the pen and paper. Spirit were manifesting more and more and more in front of me. It got to a stage where, you know, the clairsentient and the clairvoyant was opening up. And I should think it really got into sort of my 8th to 10th year, where the clairaudience started kicking in. Clairaudience started to take over, so I was prominently hearing spirit more than I was seeing them. You know what it's like when you're developing, that basically what happens is that, you know, you go into what we call folding, and basically they take away the energy of the clairvoyance and the clairsentience, and they gain that other sense of. Well, basically, after a few years down the line, it all merged into one fantastic gig. I was working platform out there, working around doing demonstrations around the southeast of England, Nick. I was meeting people along the way, some fantastic guys in and around the circuit. this soon led me on to doing it part time. Before this, I mean, I was a greenkeeper on a golf course for many years, qualified greenkeeper. But I would do it generally every couple of times a week. I would go into spiritualist churches, stand on the platform, work that way. Anyway, over the years, it sort of progressed on where spirit was gradually pulling me more and more forward to doing this work full time. That took me into TV. I worked on Sky TV for 4 years with Psychic Interactive, which is now Psychic Today. I come away from that last September. Then I went and worked with Psychic World TV. I've recently just come back from Hungary, Budapest, showcasing a psychic channel there. It's going out live to Ireland on their TV3 main channel. I also, along the way, I've done radio, and I worked for City Talk Radio in Liverpool. I had a Friday psychic surgery show with the lovely Roy Basnett up there, and that was going out to the audience across the pond as well. I've now sort of taken a back step a little bit from the TV stuff because, as you well know, Nick, you know, you can't do the mediumship on TV. There was a lot of rules and regulations. And I was starting to find that I was being pulled more with my clairvoyance, and it's not really where I started out. So I basically took a step back, said, look, this is what I want to do. Spirit was guiding me back into the energy of mediumship and focusing my energy on mediumship. And that's basically where I am today. And it's taken me into doing more of the paranormal events, doing live demonstrations, back on with the mediumship again, and really getting me back into the zone again. And I'm starting to find now that, you know, I think over them 4 or 5 years of doing TV, it really took the edge off of my work and my gift. So I said to myself, do you know what? Time to really get back to the zone again, bring that raw mediumship through. Yet, you know, with mediumship, you're bringing the clairvoyance through as well, and that always happens. So it wasn't something that, you know, I was going to come away from within the clairvoyance, because with mediumship, it'll bring it through. But, you know, I'm back on the level now. I'm back, you know, building up stuff. I've got stuff coming towards me with TV, but it's not within the energy of doing readings on TV. I've now got the radio show with you guys and Mike Spirit FM. And this is taking me to find my own way with what I want to put out there within the energy of, you know, way that we talk about the spirit world and the different areas of the way we put it across. I've got some amazing stuff coming up, Nick. It's going to be really great.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking forward to, actually. When I spoke to you privately, I think a couple of days ago or before the weekend, you were telling me some of the stuff that's coming up on your show, and I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm actually quite excited by, you know, to listen in. But I was interested to, obviously I know that you worked on Sky TV and so on, and that's an area that I actually looked into. Yeah. But I walked away in disbelief, actually. Yeah. At the way that not just because of the way that you get treated, but because you're not allowed to show mediumship, you know, and I thought, well, that's me, that's who I am, and that's what spirit want me to do, and that's how they want me to show it. So, you know, and that's why I walked away from that TV area. But I know there are other TV areas that you can go through. So it's interesting you said that you know, that you're not allowed to do that, basically.
Nick, and the thing was, it, you know, the laws have changed over the years that I was working there. It was a bit more freer when I first walked in, and it was a real good vibe coming across. We could touch on it a little bit more, and we could do it more, not on the set, but we used to go into the booths and do private readings. We could do the mediumship on there.
Yeah.
And it got tighter and tighter, and in the last year, I really felt to myself that I you know, it wasn't for me anymore. Pulled my energy away and feel so much better for it now, and finding myself again within the energy of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think with this particular show that comes up, and that's coming up on Friday, and it's called Above and Beyond, because I'm mixing it with there's so many different stories of what I'm finding that relate back to me through my development. You know, just touching on a few things that I'll have coming on the show. We'll be talking about stuff within 2012. We'll be talking about universal energies as much as the earthbound energies in the way that we connect within the energy of spirit. And like I said to you the other day, I'm not naming some of the guests yet, but we've got ideas there of bringing people in about experiences on stuff that are out of this world and where it brings it back into their work, which I've always found interesting because at the end of the day, there's been things from my growing up that have taken me to that level.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to realise that, you know, when we look at what we've got around us, we are an energy. We are sitting in a universe. So, you know, we are a universal energy ourselves, and it took an energy basically to form this planet. So when you think about all them energies combining and where we are and where we sit, you know, you've got to think right outside the box, you know, way beyond what we believe is in life on earth, then death. We go beyond that. And this is some of the talks that we're going to be having, you know, talks about 2012 as well, because everybody's out there and a lot of people worry about what's going on in this year and the next couple of months coming up. But, you know, we're going to be having people on that have learned a lot through their own guides, through their own meditation to find out what that shift was all about. So yeah, it's going to be fascinating, mate, and it's going to be different. You know, we are going to be doing mediumship readings on the show. I'll have clairvoyance coming in doing clairvoyant readings and bits and pieces. So it's going to be a great mix-up.
Yeah, excuse me. And actually, I think it was about three or four weeks ago, you sent me a link. Okay, I don't know if you remember this, but you sent me a link on Facebook, and you said, have a look at this and see what you think. And it was a video footage of you, yeah, on an investigation. Do you remember this?
Yes, that was at Eastbury Manor in Barking in Essex. We did it with my team, Spooksavers. I'll tell you a little bit about them later. But basically, Spooksavers, we was on an event, and really what's happened is that, you know, over the course of my mediumship and the development, there was always this feel of what was being told to me, not just through me, for other psychics as well, that they would take me one day into transfiguration mediumship. Now, it was something that for me was, you know, it was daunting because, you know, you hear many things about transfiguration mediumship and a trance mediumship state where they can be dangerous, but over the last few sort of months, roughly over the last year, it's sort of taking me that way. And, you know, I'd done one back just over 2 years ago. I'd done a session of transfiguration mediumship for BBC Two for the culture show, where I had to go and do basically a demonstration with four other psychics, well-known psychics that I worked alongside, and I had to transfer a famous artist. The famous artist was, I didn't know until that particular moment who I was going to have, and then basically we had around about 150 to 200 people, art critics across the world. This was in London in Regent's Park, and basically I flipped over the paper and got the instant plans off, so they turned the lights down. And you can go and see this. You can go through to my website at www.grantcollier.co.uk, and you can go and have a look at this. And basically, it's on YouTube as well, but basically what happened that particular time was that I don't remember much until I come round, basically. But they were basically asking questions about how a dead artist would see or presume what they would feel how art was in the afterlife. And basically, Vincent van Gogh was brought forward to me, and the only thing that I could remember was seeing him being brought forward to me by my guide, coming right up to my face, and that's all I can remember until after I come around, really. And the results were quite amazing. He, you know, apparently the accent came out, there was tears from him, there was this energy about talking about a love for Eleanor. Well, you know, I looked at the clip back, and this was months down the line because somebody had put it on YouTube and obviously had filmed the event. And we didn't know. I thought, well, we're going to Wikipedia it, you know, and find out a bit about this, about him, and if there's an Eleanor there. So anyway, look there. There was nothing on Wikipedia about him and a love for Eleanor, or like a romance within an Eleanor. But what I did come across was, what happened was, is that I re-Googled Eleanor and Vincent van Gogh and come across a book on all his work that was written by Eleanor Macquarie, which totally shocked me. And I can remember my mum saying, look, do you know what? I'm going to go and get that book. And she actually bought it for me on Amazon. And yeah. So I've got it at home as a sort of a gift to say, wow, you know, that was a big thing. But there's a guy who runs that called Jeffrey Valance. He's out in California. He basically owns an art college out there, or runs, or he's a lecturer out there, I should say. And he came forward for this, but he's now writing a book on it out there, and it's been publicised on a few magazines out there, and it's all documented within all the energy of what actually happened that day. But going back to Eastbury Manor, yeah, I had that come through. That is on the website, so you can go down and look on the website and see how that turned out. I mean, it was just amazing.
Yeah, it's something that I actually really hold close to my heart, 'cause I never used to. I mean, somebody asked me years ago if I would ever consider doing trance mediumship, and I'd sort of run a mile saying no, never. You know, the more I was doing healing, the more the transfiguration started, and then I felt more that there was somebody coming really close. So then I sort of looked into it, I was taught basically over a certain amount of years on how to really sort of do it correctly, control it, make sure that, you know, because as you say, you know, if we have the intent to bring in a good spirit, that's what we're going to get. If we have bring in the intent to have a bad spirit, that's what we're also going to get. But I want people to realize that also, that, and that maybe hopefully you'll back me up on this as well, that yes, you know, we can be on an investigation, and like yourself, we can do the trance and bring a good spirit through. But in a controlled environment, we can bring somebody that's horrible through as well. And I'm not talking, you know, not somebody that's going to do any harm to anybody in the room or us, you know, but somebody that was horrible on the earth plane. You know, I've done an investigation where that's happened, and my spiritual team allowed this person, you know, because I was reassured by them that everything would be okay, and this horrible person came through, and he gave some fantastic evidence, you know, apparently, you know, when he came through, and then he started, I could feel him getting really sort of tensed up and so on. So my team then decided that enough was enough. And sort of shifted him away, sort of thing. But it is an amazing, amazing thing. It's something that I teach as well. So it's nice to hear another medium saying, you know what, it's a great thing. So, and you do it.
Well, it is. And I've always said that, you know, I think with trance mediumship, it will come because spirit takes you on a progression. Mediumship isn't just overnight. And like yourself, you know, you've been working many years, Nick. That is a progression, and they don't just put you into that straight away. They build you up in a process where you feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, once you've built up a real strong connection with your guide, you can feel his energy of protection while you're actually with it. Even though sometimes you don't remember most of it, you feel that sort of protection energy right beside you all the time. And it's weird because it's almost like, when that energy pulls away from you, you know you still got that energy right close to you, so you can still connect with it on a high mediumship level. And the thing is with it, you're so right. You know, at the end of the day, you can pull through absolutely anything within that type of work. And it's no different to opening up a Ouija board. Because basically, you know, a lot of people think, oh, if I'm in a haunted location, then basically I'm going to pick up through that energy of that building. And that's not the case when you're opening up to the spirit world. You may well open up to the energy of that location, but you're opening up a gateway to a whole area of everything. And this is something I sort of try to put across to a lot of people while I'm on the investigation team and who come to the events, is that what you've got to realise is that you're bringing energy with you as well, and we will pick up on energy that you've brought with you that have passed over with your loved ones. And many times on the investigation, this has happened. And I've just done Amherst Fault in Maidstone, Chatham, down in Kent, down here in the southeast of England. And basically, this is what happens. You know, we come. I had a guy come through me, a guy called Albert. He was only young, but he was shot through the back and basically come right out from his chest. And he showed me the conditions of his passing. But also what he did brought through, he brought through a father of the woman that was standing right opposite me and validated everything for her. So this is what spirit do. You know, they're not just there to prove their existence. They're there to help each other on the other side as well, which is an amazing feat, because this is what we're here for. We're here not just for them. We're here for the ones behind them as well, you know, and it's one big progress, you know. And
that's right.
It's all about, you know, we're here to help rescue them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, it's funny you saying that, because I was just thinking this question as well. But, you know, when you're in investigation, do you ever, because I have, and, you know, I've been on investigations and I've been linking in, you know, I've been to, so I won't name them because I don't want to get in trouble, but I've been to certain places where there might be kids involved, you know, and I'm linking with the kids and the kids are saying, you know, we don't want to be here, you know, we want to, and I do actually help some of them across, you know, the ones that, you know, not all of them, because some of them are a bit stuck and, you know, they're quite happy to come and go, that sort of thing. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, a lot of there's so many different reasons why spirit get trapped, and this is what I loved about the energy of the film Ghost, because it was really researched before they made the film Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Oh, brilliant film.
It relates so well, because it's all about either wanting not to come away from the energy of something of great love, or they were pulled out of their body so quick they missed the light. Because what it is, the light is so bright, it's almost like a big box of candy. You feel like you want to go to it when you're past. Do you understand what I mean? But there's certain areas of death that, or when you're pulled out of the body so quickly, you miss that chance, or you don't want to go to it because there is unfinished business. And that could be for many, many reasons, Nick, but you could only find that out as and when you're contacting that particular spirit. I could go into, I've done a house spirit years ago down in Kent, and I can't go into it now because it would take too long to go through it all. But basically, I'll tell you the guidelines of what happened. It was a woman that phoned us up, a friend of mine actually, and he contacted me and said, would you help me with a house clearance? Well, basically, I thought we were talking about furniture. But no, he said, I need to clear an entity. And I went, okay. So I basically went down there, Nick, and this woman was actually being beaten by something, and she's been thrown about, chucked down the stairs, scratched, punched and everything. So I basically went to this house, and it was a brand new property. It was built on a floodplain, so there was nothing there before other than sea. So I thought, well, how the hell can this place be haunted? It's brand new. There's no possible way. Walked into that house, got a real, real low, dark energy, and I thought to myself, I don't like it. But to cut a long story short, this particular energy, I picked up on his name, picked up where he was from, and you know, the reasons why he was doing it. And basically what it was is that he was a woman beater in life. He had pulled away from the energy quite quickly because he died tragically through his work. But the thing was, he recognised this woman as his partner, okay, who was already gone, had already gone over to spirit, and he didn't want to leave, so he's trapped. Do you understand what I mean?
And
the main outline and the outcome of that story was that the poor lady, bless her heart, she was raped in real life. She'd moved down from Watford, and this thing had clinched onto her. So basically, we had to do the clearance. It took me 6 hours to clear that energy. I was drained and it felt like I'd run over by a 10-ton truck. But these are the stories, you know, these are the stories that can make you understand the reasons why spirit do become that way. I mean, you can imagine if you're trapped between here and the other side, then if you're trying to talk to somebody or trying to get someone's attention or whatever, what are you going to do? And if you are slightly sinister, or you've got that aggression around you, then you're going to do something to prove it in another way. And not that, you know, that particular day, you know, her husband said to me, you know, you saved my marriage. I said, thanks for helping me. And he offered me money. And I said, well, I don't want your money. I said, at the end of the day, I've done two things today. Yes, I've helped you clear this energy from spirit, but I've also connected this poor energy that was confused, lonely around, didn't understand what he was seeing, how he was seeing it, and pushed him over with his loved ones. And that was the biggest thing I could do, and felt so good to be able to help that poor trapped spirit, even though whatever he did wrong in life, I've always said that, you know, I don't judge, and spirit don't judge on the other side what happens in this life. And that's something I'll be talking about more on my show in the next few weeks. But the thing is, you know, you're not born to be that hatred person. You know, we're in a vehicle. You're not born to be that person. It's a malfunction of a brain or something that's been built up through this life. So, you know, it's an amazing way that we learn so much through our mediumship by doing the things that we do.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think people really sort of get the concept now. This is my understanding. Actually, spirit years or spirit time is completely different to our time. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, mate. This is the thing. See, you know, that's something I learned very, very quickly in my automatic writing. I had a guy come through for the automatic writing. He died. He was a pilot in the First World War. He asked me what year it was. I told him back then it was 1991. He turned around and said to me, there's no possible way. I only crashed my plane yesterday. You know, and that was back in 1913 or something stupid like that. So, you know, there is no relative of time. When I say to people, when I see my clients, when you get spirit come through, say someone's lost their husband, they go, look, don't worry. You know, we want you to be okay and move on with your life. To that actual spirit that's passed over as an energy, to them it only feels like it's minutes, hours, a day. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, you've got to go through them years of heartache. They know that, but they're in a place where they're going to meet you again, what feels like no time at all. And this is something that I will go into more around the energy of the higher beings, aliens, and things like that. And where people talk about being abducted by aliens and they felt they were, you know, they've been taken away, and where it links into the energy of the understanding of where spirit and death is. Because a lot of people turn around and say, oh, I was abducted by an alien. Well, were you actually abducted by an alien? Or did you actually die for them split seconds? And you went over and you saw these alien-type creatures that were actually higher beings and said, no, you weren't ready to come over and put back on the earth as much as they might have been as angels, you know.
Yeah. So going on this abduction stuff, right? Just very briefly, because I know we've got listeners and people who want readings as well. Okay, but I'm quite intrigued on this. Excuse me. I've had experience with UFOs and extraterrestrials and stuff like that. Okay. Uh-huh. And do you think that if you're abducted, that you'll always remember it?
I think you're not meant to remember a lot of the stuff. It's almost like if you passed away on the operating table, Nick, you're going to have glimpses of stuff. Some people come around, they don't remember anything of like an after-death experience. Do you know what I mean? I think that there's many reasons for it, because this life's a test. And basically, you know, your memory's sort of wiped from what you're meant to know about the afterlife. So I'm sure that there's many experiences of people where they haven't remembered stuff for a reason. And I think you're not meant to remember it, but almost unconsciously out of not knowing, and from the subconscious, you do remember things, or you get these things back. Because, you know, what you've got to remember is the mind's a powerful thing. And when we look at what we call it or class as the third eye, well, we actually have got a third eye. We've got a third retina. It is the pineal gland that sits in the center of the brain. And this is where the pineal gland sits, and they find out if you've got brain tumors, it pushes it over to one side on a scan. And what you've got to remember is that holds a lot of information on the clairvoyance, the clairaudience, the clairsentience, because it is an actual retina. And this is why, you know, we pick up on these things and we will remember these things. It's almost like, you know, like deja vu, or you feel like you've been here before, and or there might be that area where you meet somebody and you feel like you've come across that someone before, their face looks familiar. Well, these are all the things of stuff from, i.e., past lives. And I do believe in past lives, and I think past lives, you know, I've been told many times before, and that's something, again, I'll be going into in the show, is about, you know, past life and the reasons why we live so many times and where we build up to where we are today. Because when you look at the monks and the Buddhist side of what we do and the spiritual side of what we do with our work, the Buddhists believe that, you know, we start off as an organism, we start off as a leaf, and our next life will go as a stem of that plant. We'll grow to the plant in the next life. Then we become an organ of an animal. Then we become the leg of that animal, and so on, until we become the human, until we get to a stage of where we are, right?
Yeah.
When we get to a stage of where we are, then we don't have to come back to this earth plane because we've learned so much. Because if you look at the energy of the Kabbalah, okay, which is, you know, is written all through, it's shown, this the Kabbalah is written and shown through many cultures. But you know where we learn through different things and we see the different ways. Well, if you go and look at the Kabbalah and study it, you understand. But we get to a stage where we learn that consciousness. Do you understand what I mean? Then we go above the area of consciousness. And when we've got to that stage, we don't need to come down and help on this earth plane. We can do that from the energy of the other side. So this is something that, you know, for myself, I know this will be my last time on earth because my job will be done.
Mm, yeah.
All right, then I come back and teach from the other side, basically.
Well, yeah, definitely. It's just interesting because I remember, it must have been a couple of years ago now, I think I had a bit of a restless sleep, or I had a very heavy sleep, one of the two, I can't remember. Uh-huh. But when I woke up, you know, on my left hand, okay, mm-hmm. No word of a lie, okay, you know, between the forefinger and the thumb, that fatty bit,
yeah,
okay, right, I had, in the shape of a triangle, these three dots, and they were quite protruding, they were, uh-huh. You know, that was raised from the surface of the skin, and I thought, that's really, really odd, that's, there's no, it's not sore, it's not itchy, don't look like bites, there's just something odd about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I don't know what that is. I've seen UFOs and I've seen some unimaginable stuff, okay? And so I came downstairs and I went online, and that evening there was a huge UFO spotted over, I think it was over the UK, and then it went over like Korea, and then it basically went around the globe, and I thought that's got to be something connected to it. I don't know, put two and two together, but I don't know, came up with, you know, six maybe, but I just thought it was really bizarre, so that's why I thought I'd ask that question about if you remember.
Yeah, well, I remember, you know, I lived on a farm, I could look across the field in front of me, I can remember this from a very early age, around about just before I opened up, really strange, around that time I opened up. And my vague memory was, I can remember having this sort of vision of this spacecraft coming across the field, landing just up around the corner of the edge of this woodland, okay, from where I looked out of my house. And I can remember coming out of the house, walking around to the building and actually stepping into the spacecraft. That's as much as I can remember. That next morning, Nick, right at the Achilles heel, I can remember what looked to me like a very thick horse's hair or thin lead of a pencil, this sharp pain in my ankle the next morning. And I can remember almost sort of pulling it out, and it was only like 3 or 4 millimetres thick. But I thought, what the hell was that, you know? And it hurt. It was quite itchy. It was quite painful. I remember pulling it out because it was protruding slightly and thinking, oh, that's quite painful. And to that day, everything has progressed to where I am today, and I've never felt like I fit in with my family. You know, I was a bit of a black sheep of the family. I always felt different and alienated from everybody else. And this is what something I look into recently, because more and more stuff were coming towards, you know, I was being pulled towards Orion. I was being pulled towards Sirius Star, the dog star in the sky. I was meditating on that. And I couldn't understand why. And I felt like I wanted to look at the stars and they were talking to me. Well, the thing was, I was looking into this, looked into a lot about it online, and there was these things called star seeds. And starseeds are basically universal light workers. They are people that are either walking or they're born in. Do you understand what I mean? So they'll naturally either be born in as if from birth, or they will come in at any time of your life. And it's, you know, it's quite remarkable on what you find out about starseeds, about the way that they are and the attributes or the things that they might have. And it's very similar to what I have within myself. You know, stupid little things about, like, you know, connecting with people, you know, allergies to certain things. And it all related back to me. Now, I can remember going through a pre-life regression with a woman that a few years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago before I started TV. And she walked into this holistic shop where I was working. She said to me, "Oh, my God, you're a Syrian." And I went, "What's a Syrian?" And she took me through this regression, and I can remember standing on a point of a star. The star turned into a mountaintop. I was looking over Egypt, looking at the pyramids, and everything was green. There was more buildings there than just the pyramids, palm trees and a river running by. And basically, the lion, the Sphinx, was a lion. It had a lion's head on it. And I can remember looking out the sky. There's a big blue moon, and that was obviously the Syrian star, which is called the blue star, the dog star. And all these things related back, but these are things that I'm not going to go too much about in depth on the show, because I want to talk about a lot of these things when we go into the show, of my show Above and Beyond on Friday, and on every Friday, about these topics, because it's so interesting that I'm finding more and more and more people have got this pull to the energy of the universe. And I think this is the reason why people are opening up. Very much so over the last decade, really, of what's going on of this pull towards 2012.
Yeah. Oh, and isn't it just? Because even over the last, I'd say, two to three years, you know, the amount of people coming up to me and wanting to learn more and, you know, how do I connect and all this sort of stuff, it's just amazing. Grant, just bear with me a second, okay? I've got this chap online, he keeps pestering me, okay? All right, and bless his heart, it's Mike Davis, okay? He's actually on Skype from the States. He wishes you well, he says hello to you, but he also wants me to tell everybody, okay, that he'll soon be able to call people in from the UK live on air while he's working hard on it, okay? Basically all the costs will go to him in the States, not anybody in the UK. So I know he's listening. Okay, keep up the good work, mate, out there. So I'll tell you what, Grant, how about we go to a couple of music tracks, take a sip of water, and then we'll come back and do some readings. How do you feel about that?
It sounds good to me, Nick, and then I can just open up and tune into the energy of spirit.
Superb. So we're going to go to some lovely music. Okay, we're going to go a couple of tracks. We'll come back nice and refreshed. And as Grant says, we'll open up to spirit and we'll do some readings for some lovely people. We'll speak to you soon.
Come on, hold my hand. I want to contact the living. Not sure I understand this road I've been given. I sit and talk to God, and He just laughs at my plans. My head speaks a language I don't understand. I just wanna feel real love, feel the home that I live in. 'Cause I got too much life running through my veins, going to waste. I don't wanna die, but I ain't keen on living either. Before I fall in love, I'm preparing to leave her. Scare myself to death. That's why I keep on running. before I've arrived. I can see myself coming. I just wanna feel real love, feel the home that I live in. 'Cause I got too much light running through my veins. I need to feel
fantastic tracks. Fantastic tracks. I love all of them, just fantastic. So I'm hoping you can hear me okay. Everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Obviously, we've still got my lovely guest here, Grant, who's going to have his own show here on Mike Spirit FM on Fridays at 9 p.m. UK time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern. If you want to listen, I think that's like even 4 p.m. Central, I think, out in the States. I think obviously I know we've got Mike listening as well. So bless you, Mike. We know you're in the States and everybody that's in the chat room. But obviously this is Nick Humphrey's Medium Show. To get onto the show tonight, I know we're supposed to be doing readings, but it's not very often that I get a, you know, somebody come on and talk to me. Oh, bless. Okay, but if you want to join the show, it's 760-283-4611. Okay, give us a ring or go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and click on the Skype button, or UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And you can come in and get a reading. We're gonna open the telephone lines now, Grant. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine, mate. You carry on.
Cool. I'll carry on. So, where's my bit of paperwork? Okay, let's see who we got online. Is it Penny? Is that our first reading caller? Hello, Penny.
Hello, that's me.
Hi, Penny. Thank you so much for your patience for waiting to obviously hear us chit chat away about spiritual stuff. But it's, you know, sometimes we need to air our views and stuff like this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Not a problem at all.
So where are you calling from, Penny?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay, very nice part of the world. Okay, so how can we help you? Now, we don't know if we're going to do a joint reading or if Grant's going to do a reading or what happens. So how can we help you this evening?
I feel like there's been a lot going on around me lately, and I'm just wondering if you see any changes with career or relationship areas for me.
Okay, right, okay. So, Grant, do you want to start this one off? I already have a link here, but I'd love for you to start so my callers can hear what you sound like doing a reading.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, Nick. Hi, Penny.
Hello,
darling. As I link into you, the first thing that I saw was very, very sort of cold weather. I don't know if you've had a change of cold weather around you at the moment. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right, okay. Right, it's just that I know that I'm linking in on your energy, darling. Okay, the first thing that they actually brought forward to me was your career, okay? And I feel that where you are within the energy of career almost feels like you want the change, and it's not actually about the change that the career is going to make for you. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Because there's this feeling like I'm drawn down, I'm tired, and I'm exhausted around the energy of it, and I need something that gives me more creative flair. I'm actually feeling that this does also affect you on every level. Do you understand what I mean? And what I've got here, I'm working with my guide, and my guide's actually saying to me here that when you look at where you've been over the last sort of 3 years, I actually feel that what I've got here is a continuation of something that you've been in before, but it actually gives me this sapped feeling of energy, and I'm feeling exhausted from it. So when you look at this change coming up, and it will come up, but it doesn't feel like it comes up until the energy of late November, okay? But I am feeling that you've been thinking about the changes yourself. You understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Right. Now, what I've got with it is almost this sense of travel or putting you in a car. So I do feel that you might have to travel further for your work, or there's this sense of feeling that you work within the energy of not just in one place and you go from place to place. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay, and what they're actually giving me here is something of a complete change of direction. And they're saying to me here that it gives you this creative flair. It doesn't feel like I'm sort of, I don't know, this monotony of draining your own energy, because you give a service within your work that drains you, and it almost brings the problems back into the energy of your own life. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Right. And what they're actually saying to me here is, and I'll pass this over to Nick because I know he's got a connection in and around the energy of relationship there, so I'll pass that in a minute. But they're actually saying to me here that when you look forward and when you've got this change of work coming in, it's almost like it will come in and it's meant to be. It won't be like one you exactly go for or one that you're pushing to go for. It comes out of the blue and it will come through another person, okay? And it will be somebody that's not within the workplace already. It will be a friend of a friend, I'm being told here. Can you understand who Lisa is or Lisa?
Not at this time. I can't recall who that would be.
Right. Can you remember this name for around the end of November comes? Because I get a connection with this particular name that brings the link of work through, okay? I also get the feeling here that there's a dramatic change that you want with inside yourself. So are you changing your appearance, or have you thought about changing your hair?
Yes.
Right, because I almost get the feeling like I'm putting blonde highlights through, okay? And this could be something that you may have already, but I'm darkening it down and putting low lights in. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do.
Right, because there's this feeling of wanting to change me for the better, and change is where it comes into the energy of relationship. And I'll pass it over to Nick, because I know that there's an energy around what Nick's going to bring up around the relationship, because I'm being told by my spirit guide. So it's over to you, Nick.
I love the way he says that. Put me on the spot, Grant. Thanks very much. Sweetheart, what I've got here, okay, is I've actually got a lady that's coming forward from the spirit world, and she's telling me she's grandmother and mum's side of the family for you. You understand this?
She's still here, but I think it might be extended relative. I think this female has came through before for me.
Okay, right. I'm not going to make it fit, okay? It's not what we do. But she's talking to me very strongly about you and your persona, okay? I know Grant's saying I've got a link here with partnership and so on, but bear with me with this, okay?
Okay.
Because she's telling me, thank you. She's just saying to me as well, why have you got so much self-doubt? You'd understand this. There's self-doubt around you. You self-doubt yourself. Thank you. And she's talking to me about, like, you put yourself down quite a lot. You understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes, it is. Grant is right. It is to do with relationships as well, because you are now questioning yourself as if there's something wrong with you. You'd understand this. It's what this lady's talking about.
Yes.
Okay. And sweetheart, I want to say this, and I know this lovely lady, thank you, is also saying it, that there's nothing wrong with you. Okay. But it's a self-doubt that's sort of just developed within you. You started small, and it's got bigger and bigger, and you sort of now look at yourself and trying to find. Thank you, sweetheart. Why is she talking to me now? I don't know what Wisconsin's like, as in weather-wise. I know Grant says it's, you know, about cold or change of weather, but she's talking to me about frumpy clothing. Would you understand this?
Kind of, yes.
In particular, she's talking to me about a very thick woolly jumper. Okay. I don't know what she's going on about, a very thick woolly jumper. Say again. Right, okay. Right, okay. I'll have to give you this, and bear in mind, I'm not feeling 100% here, okay? So, right, sweetheart, she's so lovely. She's talking to me about a Stuart, or it's an S sounding name, but it sounds like Stuart. But she's talking about, it looks like a very wintry, Christmassy type jumper that is, I don't know, around, but very frumpy. But she's given me an idea that either you're looking at yourself, thank you, and she just said to me as well, about weight, as in, like, not as in a waiting time, but a weight is in, you know, a measurement. So, and I feel, God, this is going to get personal, but she's talking about weight issues, is that right? Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And she's talking about covering up. So this is why she's giving me a frumpy jumper. Would you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Sort of, okay. Okay. But sweetheart, you know, we all come in different shapes and sizes. But the best thing of all, we all come with what we call love. Okay. And that's what pursues the most. And, you know, there is always somebody there for somebody out there for whatever reason. Okay. I still want to give you this name, Stuart. Thank you. And I want to give you, I know Grant's talked to you about career in next year, maybe, or whether it was, I can't talk tonight. My words lost me. Okay. I want to go towards Christmas with this. Okay. Thank you. Because she's showing me this jumper, frumpy jumper, she's showing me Christmas trees on this jumper. Okay. So let's talk about Stuart. Right. Okay. And I want to give you, it sounds to me like Stuart Matthews, She just said to me, Stuart, I don't know if it's two individual people, one being Stuart and Matthew, but it sounds to me she's just joining them together, putting Stuart Matthews. I don't know if you understand this name, but it could be that somebody's coming into your energy around the Christmas time, okay? You understand
okay.
this?
Yep, right. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure about the names yet.
Yeah, of course. I mean, sometimes we give information that you don't understand straight away, okay? But she's also given me red shoes, and she's talking about nice red shoes as well. She's talking about nice. She's saying to me, you know, she's got nice red shoes. Would you understand this? And I want to say, like, they're almost like not stilettos, but they're dancing shoes of some sort. You understand this?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go on. Come in.
You know, you talk about the dancing shoes, and I'm just gonna tell you the reason why I picked up on what she's saying, this lady. That at the moment she feels like you're like a little bit, you know, like the Wizard of Oz.
I was just coming to that.
Okay.
Yes.
And basically, like clicking your heels together with the ruby slippers, and your
yep.
wish will come true.
Yep.
This is what she's trying to show you. Because if we look at the energy of where relationships been, can you understand where I feel like in the past relationship there was something that where he lowered your esteem? Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And there's this feeling about that if you click the ruby shoes together, your wish will come true. So she's trying to put out a positive vibe for you and say that, do you know what? It's going to come out the blue. You're going to make that wish and it's all going to come in. And this is pretty much, I feel, that this is what Nick's getting across with within the energy of the red shoes. Because what I'm actually seeing here is literally a whole rainbow now of luck and stuff coming forward for you. It's almost like it comes in all together. And Nick's right. Around that actual energy of Christmas is where things start to change. We're going to November. We've got the link of new work. And then suddenly we've got this relationship coming in as well. So, that's what I was being given over the top of everything. Can you also understand that I've got this very, very strong energy of a child in spirit where I feel that this might well be somebody that is connected to you personally? Do you understand what I mean by this?
I'm not familiar of a child.
Right, okay. Can you understand where there was a loss of a child or going back? Because they're not taking it away from you. Do you understand that?
Yes, not for me, but for somebody I know.
That's fantastic, because I've got the energy of a young girl here in spirit, okay, that comes in very, very closely to you. And I feel that what I'm being told here, are you one of three?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm being told here that I've got a very, very strong energy of this young girl, but then I've got a grandfather that stepped forward here. And it feels like this man would have been a very sort of country feel guy. Do you understand, like, that sort of checkered shirt and sort of wearing the braces? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I do.
Because he comes forward. He's showing me he's quite a large man, quite a broad man. But he comes across here and he says to me, he's right next to you, darling, and he's bringing all this forward for you. Do you understand that? He's giving me also the month of September as an anniversary or a passing date. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, my darling, and as he comes forward and he gives all this fruit to you, he's saying to you, look, the wish will come true. He knows how long you've been waiting for this. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, my darling. He's also got a small dog by him.
Not a small dog, but I understand dogs.
Okay, he's got this small dog, so I'm just looking at this dog, and maybe it's just him symbolising that he's got the dogs with him. I'm actually feeling like I've got myself like this hound dog. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm actually getting the song in my head. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. So I know that I'm talking about hounds and the dog that's a hound. I'll leave his love with you, darling, but remember, things are coming your way. Nick, I just want to hand it back over to you, mate. I didn't want to take over, but I know that there was something around it.
Any excuse to sing, Grant, that's what it was. Sweetheart.
I helped you, Penny.
Yes, you have so much. Thank you.
Sweetheart, stay online for a second, okay? Because this lady, do you know, I want to go back to this Wizard of Oz theme, okay? Would you understand the scenario of the Wicked Stepmother scenario. Would you understand why she's talking to me about this?
Yes.
Okay, and because I'll tell you how she showed me, okay? You know, at the beginning of the film, Wizard of Oz, the house falls on the Wicked Witch of the West, or the East, or whatever it is, okay? And she's saying, it's not that she's passed over, she's not telling me that, but she's telling me to bury that history, bury the past. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and she's telling me that you just need to move on. Okay, thank you. And I'm also being told that actually this stepmother person around you actually did quite awful things as well. Do you understand this as well?
Just somewhat,
quite troublesome.
Yes.
Troublesome.
Yes.
That's the word I'm being given. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Say again. Okay. Thank you. And she's also telling me that actually because of this you were quite restrictive, or you were being quite restricted. Do you understand this?
Thank you,
it was almost like there were others around you that were being perceived to be more important. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, you know, this is your time to shine, okay? And this is why I just want to make sure I've got this right. Who are you, sweetheart? Okay. She's actually saying grandmother on mum's side, but as you say, it could be, it's further back. Okay, thank you. And she's just saying, you know, it's now time, as I said before, it's now time for you to shine, okay? Okay, she just talks to me a bit more. Right, okay. Sweetheart, would you also understand there's a celebration or something coming up where you need to, thank you, I feel like you need to dress up, like a ball gown or something like that. You need to, what do you call it, a prom, that sort of thing. Is something going on around a prom? Either you weren't allowed to go to a prom or something like that. Would you understand this?
I can't think of anything offhand.
When's that then? Okay. Just give me a celebration around September time. I know we've just gone through September, but September time. Would you understand? It could be, again, it could be a birthday anniversary of some sort, but definitely a party feel where you'd have to dress up. It's maybe something that you need to look into, or do you understand?
It could be next year, possibly next September. September is a big month.
But also, thank you. Also, she's telling me as well that this year, yes, it's been quite hard. And she's telling me it's been quite hard for you this year. You understand this as well?
Yes.
In many ways, okay? She's talking to me about in many ways. And I'm not going to go into depth in all the ways, but in many ways. And some of them have been a little bit trivia, built up into other things. But she wants you to concentrate now for next year. 2013, and a lot of people think that 2012 is the year. 2012, my dear, is the year that we deal with all the crud, all the rubbish, all the negativity. We get out this year for 2013 to be the most positive year man has ever known, okay? And that's what she wants you to concentrate
okay.
on next year. All right, sweetheart?
All right.
So
thank you both so very much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Just take the love from spirit, okay? And, you know, obviously you can always call on us again.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And if you want to listen back at the archives, you can do it at Mike Spirit FM. It's not a problem, okay? So obviously you need to recap sometimes, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're most welcome. I love working for Spirit. I really do. It's the best job in the world. Okay. So we're going to get to another corner. And hopefully this call is still online, because obviously we've been chatting quite some time. So is it Kenisa? Do we have Kenisa online? What a lovely name. Do we have Kenisa? Maybe not. Maybe Kenisa's gone. Maybe she's dropped. Hello? Kenisa? Grant, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Yeah? Okay. So, let's just see who our next caller is. And, DD?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
No, well, thank you for joining us, for ringing in. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California, okay. California. I believe, obviously, Mike's in California at the moment. I don't know if you should go along to see Mike. Mike Davis of Spirit FM. So I know he's in California. So how can we help you this evening?
Yes, I'd just like to get a reading about we're trying to buy a home, And there's lots going on in my life besides that, career-wise, health-wise, you name it.
Okay. Okay. Let me see what I can get from Spirit, and then obviously we can ask Grant to join in as well in a minute. Okay. So, thank you, sweetheart. Would you understand? I've got a gentleman here in Spirit that represents Father. I feel very fatherly with him. So, would you understand this?
No, my father is still here.
Yeah, well, when I say fatherly, okay, look at grandfather, but I feel very fatherly, so it's the father's side of the family, okay?
Okay. It could be my uncle.
Sorry, you're breaking up. Can you say it again?
It could be my uncle.
Your uncle. Okay, the gentleman I've got here, I'm asking him to stand in. I've got a measuring stick on the door, okay, because I'm terrible with heights, okay? He's standing by a door frame. So the door frame's 6 foot 6. He I would say he's quite tall. You know, he's like 5 foot 9, 5'10". You understand this?
Possibly.
Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, he's given me, excuse me, okay, because I've not been well, and because I've not been well, my brain has been all over the place, okay? My memory's been bad. My thoughts have been all over the place as well. And this is what he's given me as well. He's given me the fact that my thoughts are all over the place. So you'd understand this with you. He's telling me that why you keep changing your mind about things. Do you understand this?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And also, I know obviously you've got a few issues, okay, obviously your house, your health and so on, like work and so on. But as he comes closer to me, he's talking to me about my throat, okay? And he makes me want to either clear my throat or have a very scratchy, sore throat. And I'm not sure if it's actually him or if it's around you. We don't understand this at the moment.
No.
Okay, what's that? Okay. Right. Thank you. He's talking to me about the fact that it's been very hard to talk. Okay, very hard to talk. I'm not putting this down to an illness now. I'm putting this down to the fact that he's talking to me about restriction in being able to open up your vocal cords or expressing yourself. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Right, thank you. He's saying to me, you need to be clear of mind as well. Clear of mind and clear to people and tell them exactly what you'd like or what you'd expect, okay? Thank you. Right, okay, thank you. He's also talked to me about the fact that this is to do with a lot of things going on in your life, okay? He's not telling me anything about your health at the moment, okay? But he's talking about you in general, okay? And the fact that you're not being expressive enough. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. And he's just said to me as well, chopping and changing. He's talking to me like he's from London, but I know he's not. But he's talking to me about the fact that you're chopping and changing ideas. You know, maybe we should do this or maybe we should do that, or I don't know if we should do this and wait for this. Does that make sense? So the messages that Spirit are getting and the universe are getting are very mixed up. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. What's that then? Okay. And also with the move, he's talking to me about there's some difficulty around the move. There's a restriction around the move. Do you understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Why do I feel... he's telling me about it, it's like... I don't want to say the word legal binding, okay, but it's like that. It's like there's something binding. You're having trouble getting there, or the documentation isn't right. I don't know what it is, but that's what he's saying to me. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He's saying to me all good is going to come in the end, okay? Okay, and he's giving me the month of May. Either this is the month of May next year where everything is going to be okay, but also he's telling me, okay, thank you. May is an important month around you anyway. You know, it could be a birth, death, marriage, or an anniversary of some sort. You'd understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to pass it over to Grant for a minute. I'm going to carry on getting some more link here as well, okay? Let's see what Grant can get up.
Thank you.
Okay, Nick. Can you hear me okay, darling?
Yes.
Okay. As I'm passed in and I'm tuning in on the link, it almost feels to me I'm looking... like I'm sitting on a beach here, but I'm actually drawing the artist's impression on canvas of the sea and the coastline. As I look at this, it almost feels like this is either something of a dream or a destination or a vision that you have. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Of being an artist?
You know, not being the artist, of where you wanted to move to, somewhere near the coastline, or something that draws you to near water. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Because there's this feeling here, as at the moment, I'm looking, and like coming off the back of what Nick was picking up, it almost felt to me I've got boxes around me, and I feel like I've boxed everything up, or I'm half boxed within getting stuff prepared to move, but that transition's still waiting. Do you understand this?
Yes, I certainly do.
Absolutely. And the feeling here is like, I don't know whether to unpack all these boxes or not unpack them. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because there's a feeling here, as I look at the boxes here, I'm looking here and I think to myself, I know in the heart of heart that I know that within this, I am going to move. And as I feel the energy of this coming in, this has got down to an energy where it's brought you tears. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
And the feeling is here, you feel like you're not getting help from anyone else around you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it almost feels like, and no, this is what I'm getting with the link here from Spirit. And it actually says, they're actually saying to me here, even from the side of you, either like a partner or something, it feels like you're trying to generate that energy yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it feels like they're not in the mind that you're in, where you want this move, or you need to get away. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because there's a feeling here, not that you want to leave the house, but there's a feeling like you need to come away from the house. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And there's also this depression that goes over the building and the surrounding area of where you are that takes you back to memories that can go back over 6 years. Can you understand that?
Yes.
And when we look back over 6 years ago, there was happy times in the area of surrounding with this house. But like Nick said, at the moment, you're just stuck in this transition. But I do feel as we come into the energy of February of next year, I'm actually starting to see them boxes being lifted and you actually being shunted into another area. Now, it doesn't feel like it's a million miles away from you, but I almost feel like I'm coming out of your house and I want to travel north slightly, but over to the west again. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because what I'm looking at here is a more coastal area and where you can see the sea. And I'm also looking like it's not particularly built up, but there is houses plotted around that energy of that area. Can you understand where that's somewhere you've been looking?
No, not necessarily.
Right. Can you remember this thing? Because maybe it's an area of just where they're showing me, but it's not precisely where that is, but you're not a million miles away from it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And what I'm actually getting here, what is that? It looks like I'm being shown something here that actually looks like the name of Boulevard. But I'm actually looking here that looks to me like I'm looking at St. Something Boulevard. St. And it begins with a B. St. Baron Boulevard. What's that? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Right, can you remember that and note that down? Because I'm being shown a sign here. So maybe that's somewhere where you're linking around the energy of where you're moving to. Have you got a son as well?
Yes.
Because is there more than one? I've got two there. Does that make sense to you?
I have one of each.
Fantastic. I've got two children. That's fine. They just told me that I've got a sense of another child there. And it feels to me that what I'm picking up is that there is also a need to move for the energy of one of them children. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because there's a need to pull the energy. Maybe, I don't know, this could well be to help that particular child out within the energy of what's going on around that child, within the energy of people he mixes with, or feeling like you need to pull away from that energy also for that reason.
Yes.
And I do feel that it will come up. I'm just going to link you back over to Nick and see what else he's picking up around. What are you getting, Nick?
Yeah, I was just like listening in there, and I'm asking this gentleman for more clarification on what he's talking about. And thank you. And you know, he keeps talking to me, and he keeps saying the word Jefferson, Jefferson. And I don't know what he means by Jefferson. To me, it sounds like a place. So, would you understand Jefferson?
No.
It's very. Say Jefferson again. Yeah, it gives. Okay. It's like Jefferson County. Is that such a place?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. He's saying to me, look towards. I don't know where you are or how far it is to this place, but Jefferson County. He's talking to me that there's something or there's a connection to Jefferson County. Is this something maybe you need to look up? Okay. Thank you. Right, thank you. And do you know, he just said to me as well, and I know I said this to the last lady, but he's talking about the fact that you're quite hard on yourself. You know, you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Thank you. And he's saying to me, do you know what? And I don't mean to be rude at all, okay? I have to pass over the information. He's just saying to me, do you know what? She's hard on herself, and it's the stress that's actually causing health issues. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I'm feeling a very knotted stomach at the moment. You know, thank you. It's just that I'm very anxious, my stomach's very knotted, and because of it, I get stressed. Thank you. He said, do you know, she doesn't sleep. So you'd understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, he's also talked to me about the fact that you've been to doctors recently. You understand this?
Yes.
And you've been put on or placed onto some sort of medication. You understand this as well?
Yes.
Sweetheart, I'm not allowed to tell you you should carry on the prescribed medication, okay? But I think that you need to go back to your doctors, okay? Or go to see another doctor to get maybe a second opinion with this, okay? It's almost like they put you on like antidepressants. He's telling me. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. You need to. Okay. Thank you. It's not. He's saying. I'm not allowed to diagnose. Okay. But you need to just get this double checked. Okay. Antidepressants are a fantastic tablet if they are prescribed to the right person. Okay. And I think you just need to go back and just get this just checked out. Okay. Right, thank you. Right, okay. Sweetheart, also, I want to... Would you understand... how do I go with that? Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand that he's talking about a lady that's in spirit as well that you're still mourning for? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Sweetheart, I want to... I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay, because he keeps telling me to say it, okay? But would you also understand, he's giving me a mum link here, or it sounds like a mum link, or grandmother, but I want to go more with mum. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and he's telling me that you're still mourning for her. You understand this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll always mourn for people that we've lost to the spirit world or passed over to the spirit world, okay? But we really do need to understand that, do you know what, they're fine, they're running around like Billy-O, okay? Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, and would you also understand, because I've got a lady coming forward now, because this gentleman here that I was saying was grandfather, but you might think is an uncle, okay? Thank you. Oh, sweetheart, she's very gentle lady, and I want to, very wise as well. I'm being told very wise. She was a very wise lady. Okay, right. Why is she talks to me and she's saying to me, don't listen to him, don't listen to him. Would you understand this? I feel like
no.
There's some. She's not saying it to me, for you not to listen to me, but she's saying about around somebody around you. Would you understand this? Don't listen to him, she's saying.
I don't know.
She's talking to me about, there's a gentleman around you that's trying to either give you ideas. Would you understand this? She keeps saying there's a gentleman that gives you ideas.
Ideas. Well, I have a couple of people that could be true about.
Okay. Okay. This could be one of those warning things when loved ones come forward and say, do you know what, just don't listen to them or him. Okay, in this instance, it's a him. Okay. You know, going on what Grant was saying about next year, okay, I do feel that there's a big energy shift for you coming towards next year, okay? But I don't, for some reason, I feel like I think Grant said, was it February? Because I'm feeling February, it's the start of it, okay, for you. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And she's just saying to me about wrap up warm. Okay, thank you. Wrap up warm, she's saying. So can you just remind me where you are? Because I want to make sure this is in the right context, because she's saying to me that you need to wrap up warm. You suffer with the cold. Do you understand this?
Not at all.
Who's that then?
I don't know.
So I'm asking her, sweetheart. Okay. What do you mean by she suffers with the cold? Okay. Okay, I have to give it to you, okay? She's talking about suffering with the cold. It could be her, okay, but I do feel it's actually talking to me about you, okay? Right, thank you. I have to give it to you this, okay? There's a big chill coming. There's a big chill coming, she said. You'll need to wrap up warm. You'll suffer with the cold, she's saying, okay? I'm not into predictions, okay? I don't normally do predictions, but she's saying there's a big chill coming. And I'm not sure what text she's talking about, whether it's going to be a physical weather format that's coming your way, but it's going to get very cold or something like that, okay? She's saying, yes, it's going to get very icy. Sweetheart, she's lovely. But I have to give you that, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay. I just want to go back to this health issue, okay? Before I move on to the next, we go to the next caller. But I do really strongly feel that she's saying about the stress, okay? Right, thank you. She's saying that you can do about the stress, okay? Right. But remember before when I first started the reading, she's telling me that it's like you're giving different signals. It's like you need to write a list of things that you want, put it in a church so it goes up the fireplace to Mary Poppins so she can bring it, okay? But you need to be really certain about what you want, okay? And give it to the universe and spirit, because they will bring it to you a lot quicker, okay, than we can actually make it, okay? But Grant, have you got anything else before we leave this reading?
Yeah, absolutely, Nick. You know, he's picking up on a Jefferson or
yeah.
I keep getting the name Jessica.
Right.
Jessica. Can you understand, my darling, who Jesse or Jessica is?
No.
Right. Well, that's something that obviously they're trying to get through something there within a link between me and Nick. Can you remember either that Jefferson or that Jessica? Because I'm still getting that Jesse feel. Do you understand what I mean? So there must be something there she's trying to tell you. Very quickly, before I leave this, and I don't want to worry you around the energy of this, okay? But can you understand where you felt like you've been a bit dithery on your legs at the moment?
I'm sorry, I feel what?
You feel a little bit dithery or you feel a little bit unbalanced in your legs. Because they're saying be careful with your legs. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay. And I don't think it's anything to worry about on a health issue. I just think it's about the way you've been and all over the place, like Nick was saying. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. God bless you, my darling. We're going to leave it there. I'm going to hand it back over to Nick, but I really hope that's helped you. But look out for February, where things really start to shift for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my darling. Love and light to you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And sweetheart, don't forget you can listen to the archives of MikeSpirit.fm. Just to recap on the reading, because there's lots of information coming forward, obviously with two mediums, you know, bouncing off each other, the energy, okay? So, but love and light to you, sweetheart, and please take the energy from the spirit world, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. So, I love working with Grant. It's good. So, I think we've probably got time, really, theoretically, we've probably got time for probably one more, really. I think we could squeeze one more in. So to see who the next caller is, I haven't got his name. Cause I don't know if we've still got that Canisa, because that's a lovely name. Do you know, it's amazing how we do work the same but differently. Does that make sense to you, Grant?
Absolutely, Nick. You know, I've always found that when you work on a platform or whatever, you will link into the energies on the same thing. And it happens time and time again.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Whenever me and Mike have worked together on radio, you know, he's either I've nicked his link or he's nicked my link. You know, so but we you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, what it is, Nick, and I've always tried to explain this very quickly, that it's an energy. And you think about electricity, it splits. You know, you can pick up on an energy. That energy will be with that person and it will also be with me as well. Because it's not a physical being. Do you understand what I mean? It's an energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I had a client wanting a booking, and I said I could do it over Skype, and she said, no, I don't trust people that can do it over Skype or over the internet or anything, because how can that be? And it took me ages to, you know, to not persuade her. Obviously, we've all got free will, but to actually, you know, I was explaining it, and she's like, no, I don't believe it, and I was like, but this is how, you know, it works. You know, you could be over it, you know, in Timbuktu, and your loved ones will come to me because I'm the medium, and it's the energy. In fact, what happens is that they could be over there with you, giving me the information while I'm sitting here. You know, it works in mysterious ways, but it works. It's great. So, you know, I just love working for Spirit. It's just the greatest job in the world. So we have got another caller. We're going to squeeze as much information as we can. It's Nathaniel, I believe. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Hi.
Yeah, so I've spoken to you before, haven't I, Nathaniel? Yeah?
Yes, right? You have.
Yeah. So how can we help you?
Well, I don't know if anybody's coming through or everybody wants to say anything.
Okay. So let's go to Grant, okay? Because I know I've read for you for a couple of times, okay? Let's go to Grant and see what he can connect with and see if I can come up with anything different for you.
Great.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, let me just link into the energy here. I've got a very strong male energy presence coming towards me here. And it almost feels to me that this could well be a father figure. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, they've given me this feeling. I wanted to put you in a truck or something, or there was this feeling of journey. I don't know if it's something to do with your work, or it felt like something he might have done. Does he understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know the energy of, I don't know, we used to call it CB radio over here. I think it was the same thing over there. But I'm getting like this CB radio and communicating. It almost seems like he's got this CB in his hand and he's talking to you. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah.
Because he's giving me the feeling like he's transmitting through the frequency of a CB radio to you now. And it's something that you would have been used to in your work as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And what he says to me here, you've got a lovely nature, but there's almost this feeling of being very, very much on the energy or feeling quite subdued in your energy and feeling like you're gone with inside yourself a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I've got to say this, and I don't mean this, this is from your father, and this is something that's not, I don't want to put down in the energy of you, but can you understand where you feel lack of confidence in yourself and it feels like you have trouble getting outside the door from time to time? And that means because of your it feels like your personality is being crushed. Does that make sense? Can you understand that?
Yes. Yes, it does.
What I've got here is a very big, strong character in you, but it feels to me over your life's experiences and where you've been through the energy of relationship and things, you've lost your self-esteem. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I've got this real great big spiritual dream catcher behind you on a wall. Not that you've got one there, but this is symbolic about you've got dreams to still do things and you're not fulfilling your life's destiny. And this is what your father's saying. There's still things that he wants you to do. Can you understand this?
He still wants me to move?
He still wants you to get out there and do the things that you want to achieve.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
And I'm also seeing here, my friend, forest. I'm seeing, like, you know, like the forests and you're out in the mountain range, and I'm seeing like a log cabin. And I don't know where you're sort of situated in that area, but it's something where I feel like you want to be or you want to escape. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's this real sort of, you know, when, I mean, I when I look at America and I love the passion of the forest and I see the lakes and I can see the bears in the wilderness, this is what I'm looking at around the energy of you. And I feel that either you've got that background or you feel that you've come from that area and it feels like you want to get out there and still do the things that you were doing as a child. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I feel that not only that, he's giving me the energy. Who's John?
John, my brother.
Okay, he's sending love over to John, and he says you're completely two different energies. You're like chalk and cheese. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And he says to me that he wishes that you, or you wish that you had got into the same area as John within yourself, this is, but actually he feels that you are more like your father, and he says, your father's saying you're like him, and he says at the end of the day, he wants you to be proud of what you've done, and remember, you're not your brother, you're you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And he's also giving me the sense and feeling here that within that, you've become more knowledgeable about life and spirit and connection to the higher conscious, where your brother's very material on the level of, he doesn't understand that side of it. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, yes.
And what he's trying to give to me here is that is the best life you could have, and don't look back on where you feel your brother's gone with his life and where you are with your life, because at the end of the day, and this is your dad's words, not mine, so don't shoot the messenger, okay? He said, you are the better man and stop thinking that you're not. Does that make sense to you?
Well, thanks, Dad.
Okay, because he's saying to me, who's got the beard?
My brother.
Okay, he's showing me the man with the beard here. And he's saying there's almost like a different area of work and culture and life that your brother took on. Do you understand what I mean by that? And who also had a keen feel for fishing. I'm looking at a fishing boat here on a lake.
Right. I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, I know what he's trying to tell me. Don't worry about this, my friend. He's trying to say to me, get out there, sit on a lake, open your mind up, and remember that these are the things you need to do to get out of the house, to open up to what expression of life that you want to fulfill. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Because there's a feeling, you know, you talked about the moon. I feel that there's dreams about going into the energy of the wilderness and picking up on that energy again of where you once was to get that scope and focus back in your life again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you've got to go back to your roots to find yourself again is what he's trying to tell me here. Because you're a chip off the old block is what he's telling me. And you need that again. I'm going to hand it over to Nick. Nick, what are you picking up, mate?
I'm going to be completely honest, okay? I'm not going to continue because I've actually read for Nathaniel before on a couple of occasions. And I know we've got other people that are desperate to get on to the show to have a reading tonight. So, Nathaniel, please, obviously, you can, by all means, my friend, please phone in again and I'll be happy to open up to the spirit world again for you.
Would you understand? Precious. You're, thanks. You're great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome, and thank you for joining us this evening. It's not me copying out at all. I just know I want to try and squeeze in a couple more before we leave tonight. Okay.
Nick, I'm going to hand the next one right over to you, mate. You go with it.
Thanks, sir. Yeah. Right.
Well, okay. You never got in on that one, so I'm going to pass it over to you, mate.
No, I mean, you'll realise actually you'll get people that will phone in quite a lot, and. Not, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with it at all.
You know, the energy is just fantastic tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go for area code 561. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You okay?
Hello?
Can I help? Hello, I can hear you.
Me?
Yes, you. Your name, please.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're through to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. How can I help?
Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Can I take your name?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, okay. And how can we help you?
Can I just get a general, if possible?
A general, okay.
Please.
Right, okay. Okay. The reason I just chuckled there is because I've got a lady come forward, okay? And, right, thank you. She's telling me that you need to stop messing around. Would you understand why she's saying this? She's saying you're sort of messing around in a good sense. There's lots of stuff going on around you, and you're going from one place to the other. Do you understand what she means by this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. But she also wants to talk to you about your work. She said work's a bit unsettled as well at the moment. You understand this?
Yes, true.
Right, okay, thank you. And you've even had the thoughts of actually whether or not you should be staying or moving on. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because, sweetheart, I do feel that actually there will be a movement where you'll be if you are in work, you'll be leaving this job or you'll be going into a new job, okay? Thank
okay.
you. What's that? What's that? Okay. So yeah, she's talking to me about December. She said Christmas, okay, and then she changed it to December. But there's an awful lot of interference coming from your end, okay, at the moment. Right, okay, thank you. And she's talking to me about December. So December's quite an important month. Okay, and she's saying to me about the 5th. Would you understand the 5th?
No, not the 5th. My birthday is on the 16th.
Okay, but she's talking to me about. Okay, can you just turn your radio down just a little bit?
Okay.
Is that possible?
Okay. I don't have the radio on.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Okay, not a problem. We'll carry on. Because she's talking to me about the December is quite an important month, okay? In particular, the beginning of December, so that around the 5th, there's new energy around the 5th, okay? It's an important date that will be, if it isn't already, okay, it's going to be around that sort of date, okay? But please bear in mind that obviously things can change and things can be delayed, okay? Thank you.
Right.
What's that? Okay, thank you. So she's also talking to me about a male energy around you, and I want to put this to. Okay, thank you. What is that, brother? Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And things aren't quite right around your brother either. Do you understand this?
No, because I haven't spoken to him in a while, so maybe.
Okay, she's talking to me about things are quite difficult around your brother at the moment, okay? Thank you. Right, okay, thank you. And she also talked to me about the fact that grandmother's there in spirit, you understand this? Okay, thank you. I'm getting like a load of... a mixed match of information here, okay? And she's telling me this is what's going on with you. It's almost like you're being told or your mind is not in it. You're not in the right mindset. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It's almost like your brain's a bit pickled. You're not sure what your next step is. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. What's that? Okay. Okay. I'll give it. Right. Now I know we've had this prior to in another reading about you've got an idea, okay? a dream idea of what you want to do. You understand this as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I feel very comfortable with this. So it's either, thank you. And I've been told it's a new company base. So it's like you're going to be trying to get something off the ground. It's like a self-employment, a new business, a company. Would that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why am I also being told that there's lots of driving to do with this as well? You understand?
With the business?
She's just talking to me that there's lots of driving. So have you been doing lots of driving? Okay.
To get back and forth.
Yeah, but I don't know what... It's almost like it's long distance as well. It's like... Okay, thank you. Would it be right that you're looking to move? You're looking to move in a different direction? She's giving it to me, I think.
I've thought about it, but financially, it's not an option right now.
Right, okay. Because she is talking to me about a move, okay? And she's just said to me, and it will be in the right direction. Okay, so it would be work, it would be a physical move, so a new home or wherever it is. Okay, thank you. What's that? Okay, and she's also talking to me about a relationship as well. You're actually looking for a relationship. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And well, you talk to me about a particular type of man that you'd like. Okay, thank you. And she's given me a quite a broad-shouldered person that you'd like. You'd understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that you'd like your man chunky?
Could you repeat that? I didn't hear that.
You'd understand. She's telling me that you'd like your men chunky. You'd understand this?
I guess not chunky, but built.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, but she gives me the word chunk. She's like her men chunk. Okay. Right, give me a bit more, then we'll stop there. Okay. Right, okay. Okay. Oh, okay, thank you. She's telling me, actually, this new thing, okay, this new energy is actually going to start. When is it going to start? Okay, January time. But I do feel it starts at the cusp, okay, of this year and next year. So... it's very, very close to the end of December, beginning of January. March is also telling me March. Does it make sense? Okay, so look out for March. That's when it's really going to kick in. Okay, sweetheart, I'm really short for time here, okay? I'm going to have to leave it with you. But thank you for phoning in and obviously waiting your turn, okay?
Okay.
Take the love from Spirit World as well. And just put your message out to Spirit and they'll deliver for you.
Okay. Thanks.
Go up. Take care.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, I've just linked in. Before she goes, Nick,
yeah.
I've got the name Dwayne.
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 Right.
Not Wayne, Dwayne. Connected in with her. And that could well be the guy that's coming in as a relationship. And there's a connection here with Uniform. So I'm either looking at marine or that sort of feel around it. So remember that.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Like a firefighter, but never mind. Hey ho.
Okay, just remember the uniform and remember the name Dwayne and also remember the moustache on him as well.
Okay.
Sweet. Would it be that you like men in uniform? Just out of curiosity.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Maybe this person might like to dress up in uniform. I don't know where it's going.
Also, Nick,
yeah.
What I'm picking up here is I feel that she's quite trapped within the energy at the moment. Have you got children, my darling?
One, yes.
Have you got a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Are you having a few problems and issues around her which is holding you back with life at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm picking up this sort of issue of is she a teenager?
About to be, in December.
Sorry, say that again.
In the next 2 months.
She'll be a teenager, yeah?
Yes.
So she's sort of she's sort of nearly 13 going on 18. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Within the way that she is. Because I feel at the moment you're having to focus your energy on her. At the moment, just bear with this. I wish I could really go in. We could go in a lot deeper with this because there's so much coming up. But I can't. But look, things will change and you will be able to make that progression forward. I feel that at the moment, you're having to deal with situations around your doctor. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes.
Okay, my darling. Well, I'll leave it there, but things will clear, okay? And this man in this uniform will come forward. Remember the name Dwayne. And also remember that there will be a Capricorn energy with him, okay?
Who?
He will be born in the month of the Capricorn. He has the sign of Capricorn.
Okay.
Okay, darling, I'll leave it there. I'll hand you back over, Nick.
Okay.
Thank you.
So obviously, you can listen to the reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, okay? But thank you for joining us this evening. So I know we've run over time, okay, but I'd love to say thank you to Grant for joining us this evening. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. I love the way that you do your readings, and I love the way that, you know, that we can just bounce off the energy as well. It's great.
Absolutely, Nick. It's been an absolute pleasure, mate. Like I say, you know, when great mediums come together, great work happens.
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely.
Cheers, mate. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners as well. And join Grant on Friday at 9 p.m. on MikeSpirit.fm, okay? I'm going to join in. I'm going to listen. I want to see what he's got to say. And but thank you all for listening. Until next week, love to you all with unconditional love and light.
How many times have you woken up and prayed for the rain? How many times have you seen the papers apportion the blame? Everybody should get the same. How many times have you been told, if you don't ask, you don't get? How many lads have taken your money, your mother said you should bet? Who has the fun? Is it always a man with a gun? Someone must have told him if you work too hard, there's always the sun. There's always the sun.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.